We head to Ashland on Lake Superior's Shawamigan Bay in our next stop, meeting mayors from all over Wisconsin on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. So Ashland is home to about 7,900 residents as of the latest census figures, population declining by about 300 people over the decade since the 2010 census. And the city's website tagline says, "Find yourself next to the water." Have you found yourself in Ashland? Sometimes locals call it Lake Superior's hometown. What speaks to you about the community? What challenges have you encountered with housing or work living in the area? 800-642-1234. Deb Lewis was first elected mayor of Ashland in 2014, first woman to hold the position. Mayor Lewis, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Well, we like to start with a bit of a tour. Give us a sense of what Ashland is like.
Well, it's a small town on a big lake. We always start with the lake. That's the reason most of us choose to live here. It defines our lifestyle, our sense of place. That's why we made it into our motto. But we are an interesting community, pretty diverse economically. We have Northland College, one of the larger environmental colleges in the country in terms of programming. We have a tech place. We have international manufacturer here in breading manufacturing. We have amenities of a bigger place in some ways. We have an 18-hole golf course, an airport, a marina, but mostly we have wonderful, friendly people. We are a regional hub for services in the area on the Shawamigan Bay. We're a county seat, and we have a strong, diverse economic mix of mom and pops, small businesses, and some larger manufacturers. We're home to H Windows, which is a internationally known window company, and a number of other manufacturers as well.
Picking up on diverse economy, that's always a good sign, especially when the economic conditions can be not so predictable, or if a major manufacturer either shuts down or decides to, constrict operations. So I'm wondering, from that vantage point, how has Ashland changed, or what has changed in the pandemic?
In the pandemic, well, like every place else, our bars and restaurants have been hit hard. Mm-hmm. Those in the margins have been hit hardest in terms of, workers in service industries and so on. We have shown some resilience. If you're talking just purely economically, we've shown resilience. Many of our small businesses have been able to receive some loans to keep them afloat, or grants, excuse me, and loans. But in terms of the other side of the pandemic, which is the human side, which is probably more important, I think we're all collectively suffering for some collective trauma and fatigue, mm-hmm, in dealing with it, just as everywhere. Our numbers are up right now, and our regional hospital is doing a magnificent job, but their workers are tired, and I know this with firsthand experience. I'm married to one, so it's been a long slog, but we're pretty feisty up here. The winters, you have to be strong and resilient to live up in Ashland because of the winters, and we know how to deal with adversity. We're also very generous and big-hearted with each other. That's my favorite part of this community, is how we care for each other.
We're talking with Deb Lewis, mayor of Ashland, as we are in conversation with municipal leaders across Wisconsin as part of a series to get at the heart of local government issues. You can join in. Do you live or vacation in Ashland? What do you like about the city? Are you a student or teacher at Northland College? What do you think of the relationship the city has with the college? 800-642-1234. Well, let's talk about that lake. You know, it's natural for the Great Lakes to rise and fall over time, but the lakes are currently experiencing a period of record high water levels, and certainly Lake Superior is, part of that. What effect is that having on Ashland?
Well, specifically about 5 years ago, we had 2 years in a row where we had records, you know, storm, one 500 year storm and 1,000 year storm. And so obviously our shorelines take a beating, especially when the storms come from the Northeast. We had significant damage on our shoreline. What that does is it causes us to have to plan for bigger events. It can sometimes contribute to some of the storms can contribute to pressure on our sewer plant.
And you had an overflow into Lake Superior, is that right?
Well, what we've had more than one, and it pains me to say that, but I'm happy to say we're working on that problem. But the sewer overflows have become a chronic problem in the last several years. Not frequent, but one is too many. The city obtains its drinking water from Lake Superior, and so it's critical that we protect that and be doing everything we can to make sure that our drinking water is as clean as we can make it. And so the sewage problem is a combination of many sources of concern. Mainly, it's our antique pipe system. Our city was at the beginning of the last century was built for a population of about three times higher, or more than that, five times higher of what we are now. Mm-hmm. At one time, Ashland was thought to be the next little Chicago. And so it was a boom town due to extraction industries, mining and the trains and at one point timber. As our population has gone down, the dollars have been shrinking to maintain the sewer systems. After an investigation and working closely with the DNR, we've been able to identify some of the things that we have control over, and that is our ancient pipes that need to be either repaired or replaced. And so we're working hard on that.
You're using a technique called cure in place to repair them. Is that right?
That's correct. That is a relatively new approach to dealing with leaky sewer pipes in the ground. What we found in our investigation is that the problem is widespread in the community. It's not a single source of one fix, that silver bullet we can fix and make it all go away. It's kind of pervasive. So we had to investigate the whole city by testing and filming where the problems were. And so some of them can be repaired by an underground process that doesn't require digging up the streets and the pipes. Hmm. It's a kind of a lining. I'm not going to speak in technical terms because I'm not I'm not an expert on this, but we put a lining on the inside rather than excavate the streets, which is obviously less expensive and less intrusive. So we're doing that where we can. We're also repairing, obviously where we have to, we are hitting the places that are the worst and obviously digging up and replacing those pipes. So that's one of our big focuses in our infrastructure maintenance.
The pursuit, the journey of infrastructure. How about we call it that? Ashland Mayor Deb Lewis explaining the issues she takes on in her community on the shores of Lake Superior's Shawamigan Bay. Do you live in Ashland or in the area, in the county? How do you think your city has weathered the pandemic? Have you struggled to find housing in the area? What is your situation like? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Mayor Deb Lewis on the Ideas Network. We're meeting up with mayors from all over Wisconsin on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Today it's Ashland in the heart of Lake Superior country in Wisconsin's North Woods. This time of year, ice fishers flock to the area. Snowmobilers traverse hundreds of miles of trails in Ashland County. Of course, there's the cross-country skiing and snowshoeing that I'm partial to. Do you vacation in the area or have a business that caters to tourists? How is it finding a workforce? Are you a remote worker who relocated to the area? What drew you there? 800-642-1234. Ashland Mayor Deb Lewis with us for about 10 more minutes. So, Deb, you live and breathe tourism in Ashland, a bunch of part-time dwellers. How is the pandemic affecting tourism in Ashland?
Tourism has been great. I think our hotels set a record last summer, but as with everywhere else, finding workers to staff some of the tourism industries has been a challenge. Mm-hmm. And what we have seen is employers who are finding creative ways, obviously raising wages to attract people, giving more flexible hours, signing bonuses, that sort of thing. But it's a pervasive problem that we have to keep working on. But you're right. Because we are such a beautiful place, people want to come up here, and it is a wonderful place to vacation.
I want to jump in here. We heard from Matt in Wausau, wrote in to say that Matt went to Northland College in the 80s and fell in love with the area, and says anyone who hasn't been there, be aware of the boomerang effect, because you will be back. Wonderful kind of people, epic beauty, and arguably the best bagels north of Chicago at Ashland Bakery.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, what do you make of those comments from Matt?
We hear them a lot, and we love our Northland graduates. A lot of them want to stay here and do become part of our workforce, but they are great ambassadors for the area. I want to just circle back real quick to the sewage overflows. I want to emphasize a really important point.
Sure.
Since we've been focusing on the problem, we have not had a sewer overflow since March of 2020. And so we're really pleased with that. We intend to continue on this summer, again, working hard on the problem. We're spending another $2 to $2.5 million mm-hmm. to remedy that problem. And we're just going to keep plugging at it. So I just wanted to leave that there, because some people think we still overflow all the time, and we don't. So
I want to probe another issue here about college grads at Northland and jobs in your area, because I used to live in Decorah, where home of Luther College, and Luther would love, grads to stick around in Decorah. And I'm not sure, I can't think offhand the size of Ashland versus Decorah. But what I'm trying to say here is there aren't the jobs that these graduates can take in their career fields. And sometimes they're, having to look outside of what they went to college for. Is that an issue in Ashland?
I would say that's an opportunity in Ashland. Hmm. We do have a number of intern programs, and I know the city participates we've had a number of interns that have worked with us. They start out thinking they're all going to be sustainable planners. Some of them end up doing that, but but some don't. And they find other avenues to stay here. And part of the attraction for them is that this area of the state is a leader in environmental awareness. And, you know, we're working hard on achieving reduction in carbon emissions. And that's enticing to graduates of Northland, where that is such a focus. I would say that we have feeder programs for some companies. I mean, obviously not everyone can stay here, but we do try to, especially now as we're seeing retirements of boomers, the boomer generation and the passing of the boomer generation, there are a lot more jobs available that would be considered more professional jobs, that where a college degree is helpful. So, I'm not saying it's across the board, but in my own personal experience, I'm seeing that, you know, a number of young people find their place here. And if those who really want to stay here will find a way to do it.
We're talking with Deb Lewis, who is the mayor of Ashland, as we've been having these series of conversations with municipal leaders, with mayors, to better understand pressing issues at the local level and getting your thoughts on the area. 800-642-1234. So all the mayors that we've talked with, Deb, recently have said they're dealing with a lack of housing in their communities. Here's Mayor Mary Motif from nearby Washburn describing the situation in her community.
Obviously, the cost of construction is really high right now. We have a lot of people who would like to live in the city of Washburn, but there just is not a lot of available housing stock for them.
Does this sound familiar to you, Mayor Lewis?
Very much, yes. It's a regional problem, at least. So we've been focusing on housing as well. We do have a consortium regionally of communities that are working with WIDA through the state to as part of a pilot program to find creative ways to address the issue of workforce housing. So some of the things the city is doing is cataloging available land that's owned by the city that we're willing to help, you know, provide as an incentive. We don't have a lot of it, but we do have one housing development starting in the spring of 53 units of affordable housing. And we've been able to attract that through a combination of TIF incentives, tax increment financing incentives, and land, depending on where it is, we hook them up with grants and sometimes loans. We have a very active planning department that works closely with developers. So we've seen some small contractors come in and renovate, you know, historic smaller buildings and make some housing, but it's a tip of the iceberg. We need more, in order.
You've had some success though, working with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority on this issue, it sounds like.
Yes. Yes. They've been helpful to us in giving us grants for brownfield remediation and getting sites prepared for development.
Okay.
Well,
let's take another call here. Sue is with us in Iron River. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I just wanted to thank Mayor Lewis for her outstanding contributions. She has brought Ashland to the forefront, and she's been tackling difficult issues. And from what I know, she's got support across the aisle, and we are going to miss her as she's not seeking re-election. So thank you, Mayor Lewis.
Oh, Sue, thank you. So I was going to ask this question, Mayor Lewis, your thoughts on not running for re-election and in that decision?
Oh, well, thank you, Sue, for your kind comments. I've been in the office for 8 years, and I feel like we've done a lot. And I We have a wonderful city administrator and city department heads and talented staff. And I feel like it's time for someone else. I am a firm believer in term limits, and it's I think everyone should serve in some capacity. And so it's someone else's turn now, but I'm ready to enjoy my grandchildren, and I will never regret serving as mayor of Ashland. I love this.
Well, Mayor Lewis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Deb Lewis, first elected mayor of Ashland in 2014. We also heard from Julie, called in, couldn't stay with us. Julie grew up near Ashland and wanted to talk about the murals that have been painted there. Reach out to recommend your mayor for a chat on the morning show. We have a quick two-question form at WPR.org/mornings. Ahead this hour, we talk about exercise in plunging winter temperatures. What tips do you have for outdoor recreation in the winter? 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.